And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The Alex Jones Show. I'm JP Sears, and I'm joined by Danks. You'll find him on X or Twitter, whatever you like to call it, Dankster Intel. So we're talking about Salem Media, of course, the Charlie Kirk Show being under that. And in a few minutes, we'll talk about how Andrew Klevit, one of the current heads of TPUSA, has recently denied that. And then people brought the receipts that you were the first to bring to the world. So where we left off, you mentioned Clocktower X, I believe, Brad Parscale, who is a federally registered foreign agent of Israel with that company. He's also the chief strategy officer of Salem Media. Where do we take it from here with where we left off?
Well, I'll tell you, we need this. This is important to note, is that not only, okay, why is this important? Let's say it this way. Why is this important? Salem Media runs, like, between their radio, podcasting, influencer, like all the networks that they have, it's like 900 different things to watch and listen to. All right. You have the number one pro-American Christian, they say, Christian American radio podcasting network in the country, I guess, maybe on the planet. I don't know. It's a publicly traded company, which I want to get into real shortly here about. They've been recently taken to Waterstone as a private entity. But why is this important? Because you have a chief strategy officer who is named Brad Parscale, which I think there's people behind him actually, but he is the forefront of Clocktower X LLC. His messaging is required on behalf of what the FARA documents say. He's receiving money from the Israeli foreign government, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel. The money comes through an intermediary, and then it gets piped down into like a bunch of different companies. It's on my website, AmericansForTransparency.org. Feel free to go to the main page, scroll down. You can see the graph there, anybody that's watching. And you can see all the companies that are being paid throughout this $100-something million. And then they've actually reinitiated it for 2026 for more money. That money is specifically coming from Israel into Clocktower X LLC's pocket in order to spread pro-Israel messaging through Salem Media Group. It literally says it, through Salem Media and aligned messaging, narrative, podcasts, news stations, what have you. So you're receiving information from a foreign government that has paid another company to get their messaging into the largest American Christian show network in the country.
Yeah.
And so that means that this is not an America first conversation that we could have trusted on their shows, any of their networks, Charlie Kirk. I mean, the list goes on. Brandon Tatum's not there anymore, but again, aligned. See, that's where people need to understand in the documentation. They don't have to be a Salem Media. They could have worked there. They could have done a show with them. You could be anybody really, but if you have aligned narratives, that's kind of the concern.
Yeah.
It is a concern.
And I would phrase it, deception is the concern. That's why the transparency that you bring, which again, you mentioned your website, please check it out, everybody. It's AmericansForTransparency.org. AmericansForTransparency.org. Why? Because Americans need transparency. If you're listening to the largest Christian radio show, you know, pro-America show, the Charlie Kirk Show, God rest Charlie's show, his show is now run by other people. If you're listening to that, thinking you're listening to just pro-America, pro-Christian messaging, you're being deceived, because what you have discovered, what we've just walked through some of, is the chief strategy officer of Salem Media. He's got a FARA, it's on the FARA document. He's got a contract to integrate pro-Israel messaging into it. Thanks, we got to take a break, brother. And when we come back, we're going to get angry, okay?
I'll start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is Rocket Fuel. This is incredible. This is Rocket Fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay. Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, everybody. I am a soulless redhead, fortunate enough to fill in for Alex Jones, joined by Danks. And Danks, picking up where we left off, a couple questions for you. With what we just walked through, and again, look at it with your own eyes, ladies and gentlemen. It's a there's some things to digest, and you can go to AmericansForTransparency.org. Probably be told like transparency, it's dangerous. Cue the New York Times to put that article out. Danks,
extremists.
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah, they want truth, these extremists. With what we just walked through, how shows under Salem Media, under Brad Parscale, their chief strategy officer, who has on his FARA document a contract to integrate pro-Israel messaging. So, you know, we've got a few degrees of separation and plausible deniability. Like, it's not Israel. Yeah, well, it's Israeli interests. Let's just be real. First question, is there anything illegal about this? Is it legal and just deceptive, or is there anything illegal and deceptive?
Well, what they're doing is fundamentally legal. However, first of all, this comes with a disclaimer. I'm not a legal counsel. I'm just a comedian telling jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, purposes only.
All I can say is that when you're doing work on behalf of a foreign government, and I want to real quick route back to what you said, it is a direct line. Now, it might seem like there's degrees of separation, but when you look at the money, when you look at the documents and you tie it all together, the money comes from Israel, goes to Havas Media. There's an agreement that between Clock Tower X LLC and Havas Media Group of Germany, acting on behalf of the state of Israel. Their scope of work is development and execution of comprehensive anti-Semitism digital campaigns.
I like that. Anti-Semitism. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Exactly. No, you're good. And that's what they're calling it. And so this digital campaign targeting American audiences has a budget of $9 million, and that's over a certain contracted period. But that money will be, I'm sure, more initiated in order to continue their messaging, because they are literally supposed to do 50 million impressions a month across various other social media networks like TikTok or whatever. Now, to get to your illegal, well, every single entity that is involved should be named in the FARA filings. I've gone through pretty much everything, and I haven't seen every single potential asset that could be used or paid or spreading this messaging, anti-Semitism messaging on behalf of that foreign government, is not listed fully to my knowledge. Now, maybe something is updated that I've missed, but that is where it starts to get in a gray illegal area. You would want to know if you needed to go look up, hey, like, is Sean Hannity, if he is, I'm not saying he is, but if, or is Charlie Kirkshaw, all of every single entity should be listed. To my knowledge, that is how this FARA documentation is supposed to work.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that Pam Bondi has dismantled the oversight. I can keep saying that. I need to, because people need to know Pam Bondi didn't get fired. She did her job and she was relieved. Okay. She was a starting pitcher.
Yeah. Amen to that. Now she's an AI expert, by the way. I think it's one thing, you know, freedom of speech in our country. Like if you're listening to like pro-Israel messaging, great. But if there's the deception where you think you're literally listening to pro-America messaging, but it's got the like Israeli propaganda in it, that's incredibly deceptive. That's why I'm such a big fan of your work. Like I just like truth and transparency, then make your own conclusions. Now with Salem Media, it's interesting how Trump and his administration, you know, he's betrayed some of his campaign promises, going to war with Iran, seemingly on behalf of it, starting a war for Israel. State Department website says that, by the way, even though Trump's own words denies it. Trump seems to be friendly with Israel. Now with Salem Media, where they're integrating pro-Israel messaging into their media properties, there's an interesting Trump family connection to Salem Media. What is that?
Yeah. So Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr., and Laura Trump, they both own, this is per Salem Media, significant ownership stake in Salem Media and vice versa. So Donald Jr., Donald Trump Jr. has his own media company. I think it's called MXM. And so Salem Media owns 30% of that. It's undisclosed how much Don Jr. and Lara Trump own of Salem Media, but they do have ownership. And so they're business married. That's pretty much what I've been calling it, business married. And so it's very concerning to me that obviously the White House's family, the Trump family, knows who's involved in their business, especially as a chief strategist officer. So you can't tell me that you didn't know that a foreign agent is reporting as the head of strategy for the company that you own a majority stake in, or a large whatever, even if it's 5%, it's a lot of a publicly traded company. You can't tell me that you didn't know that there's some back deal foreign agent like stuff going on here. And so basically to make it cut and dry, Don Jr., the Trump family, owns a stake in Salem Media. Now, I don't know what's going to happen now that Salem Media has been taken private through Waterstone. Okay, Waterstone, a lot of people haven't really been talking about this that I've seen, but on May 12th, if you looked at Salem Media's stock price, the ticker is SALM, like salmon, SALM, their stock went up from 40 cents to almost a dollar, 95 cents, seemingly overnight. You can look at the 1 month chart. And that's because they got taken private, or taken through this private company, Waterstone. What's interesting about Waterstone is the board of directors, from my finding, is named Richard von Enechten, who happens to also run Salem Media's board of director and also Waterstone board of director, chairing Salem Media and also runs Waterstone board of directors. So Richard von Enechten, same human being, both sides of the table, going to this Waterstone company. Salem's CEO, David Santrella, confirmed it on the record. Von Enechten is the chairman of Salem's board. So it's interesting to see like the president of this Waterstone sitting on the board of Salem Media. Like, that's not a partnership. That is a transaction of some sort, allegedly. All right, maybe a self-transaction, both signatures on the deal trace back to the same boardroom, you know? Yeah. I think that we are seeing Waterstone is actually, someone gave me a tip on this Waterstone company. I believe David Dunn is on the board of directors in that company, Waterstone. I'd like to maybe talk to this person. Tim Dunn's, I believe, one of the sons. And so there's an interesting connection of Zionism here that just continues to roll about as we watch Salem Media disseminate pro-Israel propaganda. I don't know how any other way to put it.
Yeah. And by the way, we'll, in a few minutes, we'll get to how the current heads of Turning Point USA have recently come out and said, no, we're not associated with Salem Media. And then like your work was shown right to them in the comments section, just absolute bloodbath for them. We'll get to that. And actually, just as we're going, guys, Antifa in the back, thanks. There's a lot of radical extremists that work here. They're just all Antifa. This whole place is funded by Soros. If you could pull up link 25, this is SalemPodcastNetwork.com. We pull it up just for the purpose of these are their shows. They're advertising. You see Laura Trump right there. The Charlie Kirk show will be the fourth one that comes across on the scrolling banner. Thanks. I don't like to be a sucker for my own confirmation bias. You know, some of the Erica Kirk stuff, current Turning Point USA, there's some sketchiness there, I believe, to look at. And I don't want to just hear all this information on Salem Media and then just assume worst possible scenario. I like to have an open mind. I like to be skeptical, and I also like to pursue truth. So what I'm curious about, you know, the people that run the Charlie Kirk show currently, like, is it possible in your eyes that like this Brad Parscale, like, hey, he's the chief strategy officer of this company, Salem Media, that we work with. And here we are, the Charlie Kirk show. Is it possible that they didn't know this or not? I'm curious your opinion.
Yeah, I guess it could be possible, right? The thing is, Brad Parscale has worked with Charlie Kirk for like nearly a decade. Okay. You know what I mean? Tyler Boyer, I called and asked Tyler Boyer directly about this. He knows Brad Parscale, and he told me directly. You know, I might have shared this once somewhere else, so you're getting like sloppy second breaking news, but it's information from Tyler Boyer. He said, well, I asked him about Brad Parscale and the deal with Salem Media and the foreign agent stuff. And he said, well, the way I looked at it is that Brad Parscale really thought he was just doing a good thing in regards to spreading this pro-Israel messaging. And I guess because they all align with this pro-Zionist information. And so I don't believe that they didn't know, because that's a very direct response from Tyler Boyer himself from TPUSA.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they're aware of this. Maybe the people on the show, maybe does Blake and these guys, maybe, but probably, you know, maybe not. I can't say for sure.
They sure as hell probably know now, because all this has gone public thanks to you. And I appreciate also your open mind of putting the possibility on the table, like this pro-Zionist messaging, and it's great to call it that. I think it's actually inaccurate to call it pro-Israel messaging, even though it's actually how it's packaged on the FARA contract or the FARA document with the contract. But I think Israel's just a symptom. It's a country. I think it's truly all about Zionism. I don't think Israel has an Israel agenda. It's more of a Zionist agenda. But my point is, I appreciate how your open mind, you can sit here with all these receipts and say, yeah, and Tyler Boyer might have thought they're doing a good thing. You know, when it comes to Zionist agendas, first off, they rarely call them Zionist agendas. And second off, they don't package it as, here's a really evil thing we want to do. You going to help us do this evil thing? No, it's just God's chosen people, oppressed people, and you like humans. These are humans. They need help. So, of course, I mean, giving TPUSA the benefit of the doubt, I could firmly believe that they believe they're doing a good thing. But the truth shall set you free. And when you know the truth of where this stuff comes from, you can make your own conclusions. Is a Zionist agenda a good thing to you? Maybe it was to Tyler Boyer, maybe not. Is it a good thing in my mind? No, nah. Not so much in my mind. Thanks. I want to, do you have anything else just percolating before we get to the recent bloodbath on Andrew Klovitz comments?
Yeah, I mean, real quick before we go there, I will just say, like, a lot of people might say, well, what's the big deal, right? Yeah. What's the big deal? The big deal is that somebody with money from a foreign government has a specific agenda that's hidden behind the curtain. And although some radios or shows might have something, like, this is an extreme circumstance, a foreign government paying a foreign agent who makes their way to be somehow a chief strategy officer of the largest American Christian podcasting and radio station in America. The reason it's a big deal is because it's not coming, not all of it at least, is coming from Americans regarding pro-Christian America. Yeah. It's regarding pro-Israel. And that's what it is that it's deceiving and it's funded and it's not what we expect when we tune in to watch Sunday with whoever or the Charlie Kirk or whatever it is. It's just not something that we would expect, you know, and I guess that's why it's hidden in a FARA filing and had to be found.
Yeah.
So I just want to make it clear, like, this, think about the hoops I had to go through. Now, I will say there was one company that made a news article about it. I wish I could remember the name of the website. And they mentioned something about Brad Parscale and the Salem Media connection. But once I dug in and I saw all of this, I was just like, wow, I wonder if anybody, and nobody really knew about it, you know, very few people.
And you're the first that, I mean, to your knowledge, you're the first to bring all this to light.
I'm the first to my knowledge regarding, I thought I was the first for sure when it came to Salem Media and Brad Parscale. But I think I was the first to actually tie in Charlie Kirk's show, all of the other subsidiary networks, and like all of the messaging and going in, and I built this website, you know, so I've probably done a lot more than what was put out first. I don't want to say first for sure, but I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean? I haven't seen much else from before. I know Gen X Girl has done a lot of great work as well, and she did some before me. So I haven't seen or looked specifically to see if she had exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But well, there's a couple of people out here, but I put a lot of information out in various ways.
You have, and I've seen, I think it was Megyn Kelly referencing it. I don't know if she accredited you, but she's referencing the same information. You were maybe the first to bring up, certainly first that I've seen. Danks, before we go to break, I want to start the ball rolling on, you know, everything we just went through. It ties in perfectly with some major backlash that the current faces of the Charlie Kirk Show are causing themselves. And I want to, in a second, let's play clip 18. So just setting this up, then I think it was the morning after Thomas Massie's primary loss. The Charlie Kirk Show, they were just doing a lot of gaslighting about, he lost his race because he betrayed Trump. And everybody has seen the clips of Charlie saying Thomas Massie is one of my favorite congressmen. So there was so much backlash that I imagine that's what led them to the clip we're about to see, where they're addressing the backlash. And I think they made the poop storm even worse. So, Danks, this is a 2-minute clip. Let's roll it, and then you and I are going to have some fun with it. Clip 18.
Let's go.
I wanted to know a little bit more about the Thomas Massie loss, and what's your thoughts on that?
I got so many thoughts. You know, it's interesting, David. I've been accused. I think the organization's been accused. Erica's been accused of betraying Charlie by not coming out and endorsing one way or the other and not being more involved in that race. I will tell you, and I haven't said this publicly, but and I know this isn't necessarily a question, but it's an opportunity to address it. But, you know, after the One Big Beautiful Bill vote, you know, and I want to respect Charlie's privacy as well. It's always the tension in all of this. You know, there's private conversations. Charlie was a fan of Thomas Massie, especially historically, liked him on war, liked him on budget, being a budget hawk and spending. But he was pretty frustrated that Massie didn't vote in the affirmative on the Big Beautiful Bill, because it was essentially the totality of President Trump's first year agenda wrapped into one bill. And I will just say, privately, Charlie was really, really frustrated.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to put it. And I think he would have become more frustrated over the events of the past 9 months, which is, we liked what Massey said. We liked his libertarian credentials. We liked him making the debt clock that ran on the little lapel pin.
And I still like Massey.
And there's so many things to like about him, but he has, especially over the past few months, he's become the number one, let's put it, Republican gadfly. Republican who gets in Trump's way, criticizes Trump, and not just on debt or the war, but also on Epstein, saying that where there's this pedophile class that Trump is allied to, essentially. And I think Charlie would have been, as you said, very frustrated. He would have, and Charlie was not a guy who would feud publicly. He would have certainly been messaging.
And we can end it there. Boy, I love that. Charlie would have been frustrated with these Epstein guys. Like, why is Massey trying to expose them? So I think there's a decent implication, Danks, where Andrew Clevitt, the first guy who was talking, is like, hey, Thomas Massey told me, take his word for it, told me he's frustrated with Massey because Massey didn't vote for Trump's big, beautiful bill. Therefore, the implication is Charlie would have been against Massey. So here these people are. They're, in, from my view, they're changing Charlie's mind for him. And it's pissing people off. We can see it. You saw the bald guy, Blake Neff, say, yeah, you know, Charlie would have been frustrated with Thomas Massey making a big deal about these Epstein criminals. Can we just move on from that? And Leslie, before we move on, because there's so much here I want to get to, we've been talking about the Israel propaganda. There is absolutely an Israel tie-in. We've all seen the text messages where Charlie was distancing himself from the Zionists. I think he was waking up to it. I don't know. I'm not changing his mind. It seems like it, where he was distancing himself from it, not willing to be pro-Israel no matter what. He was losing Israeli interest donors. Others were pressuring him. Don't have Tucker. Don't have Candace. They're saying the word Zionist, and we don't want them to. Allegedly, he had a phone call with Netanyahu, and Charlie turned down $150 million. What that offer was, who knows? Use your imagination. And Thomas Massey was, he's obviously against foreign funding, including Israel, no exceptions there. And his opponent that defeated him was incredibly funded by the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, and other Israeli interest donors. So there is absolutely this weird common denominator of Israel at hand, and they're changing his mind about Thomas Massey, who wasn't willing to bow down to Israel. So before we go to break, and Danks, I want to get your comments. Let's pull up link 21. Or I'm sorry, link 20. This is in the comments section of this video, this very post. Thomas Massey shows up. And what's Thomas Massey have to say? Well, he's asking Grok, hey, is it true that the Charlie Kirk Show is now distributed by a registered foreign agent of Israel? Now, when we come back, we'll see Grok's response and Andrew Clevitt's response, telling two different stories, keeping in mind all the info, Danks, that you just walked us through. It gets interesting because the truth is coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, and people of all genders, we will be back shortly after this short break.
I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith. After that, we're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest, best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 trifecta iodine at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, or even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. I am JP Sears, to the best of my ability to know who I am. And I am delighted to be joined by my buddy, fellow truth seeker, Danks, who you can find on X, Dankster Intel is his handle. Check him out. And if you're a truth seeker, your belly's going to be full getting into his work. And Danks, where we left off in the comments section of this Turning Point USA video, where how it strikes me is these heads of the Charlie Kirk Show are now deciding to change Charlie Kirk's mind on meaningful things. That's how it strikes me. I'm sure not everybody, but it certainly does for me. And Thomas Massey showed up in the comments section saying, "Hey, Grok, is it true the Charlie Kirk show is under the umbrella of a federally registered foreign agent of Israel?" Now, here's Grok's response to that. Link number 21. And what you'll see is, I think a pretty good summary of what you and I have walked through, Danks. Yes, there's a substantive connection here worth noting. Charlie Kirk Show, syndicated as a podcast, was on radio via Salem Media Group, Salem Podcast Network, which maintains its partnership with Turning Point USA post Kirk's assassination. And then it goes on, which is fantastic. Now, what's interesting to me, I just want to present this, Danks, and then close my mouth and get your read on it. Here at Link 22, if you want to bring that up, Andrew Klovitz's response, who is one of the faces you saw on the Charlie Kirk Show, here is his response to Thomas Massie. If you want to pull that up, it's different than Grok's response. Andrew Klovitz says to Thomas Massie, the answer to your question is no. The Charlie Kirk Show, which I started with Charlie in 2019, is distributed on RAV, not Salem. I've been here for the entire journey, booked all the guests, including you twice, to Thomas Massie, developed all of the editorial. We follow Bannon's War Room. Good Epstein guy. I actually love your stance on war, Maha and the debt. To make any of this about Israel is not only wrong, it's telling. Danks, what do you make of Andrew Klovitz's response there?
Well, a couple problems with that answer from Andrew. And, you know, I'm going at the substance of what he's literally telling a congressman in public, you know, is that Andrew says the show is distributed on RAV, not Salem. Real America's Voice. Okay, so we check that against public record. Salem Media Group's own website, Salem Podcast Network, Charlie Kirk Show, listed right there. All right, you could pull up salemnow.com or just Google Charlie Kirk Show Salem, and you'll find it on Salem's properties list, right? So Salem's podcast network, Salem's cross-promotional ecosystem, Salem's still hosting it after his death and was before. And they're still distributing clips and still cross-promoting, whatever it might be. Saying we're on RAV, not Salem, is technically narrow and broadly false, okay? Yeah. The show has multi-platform distribution. RAV is just one outlet. Salem is another. You don't get to pick the platform that doesn't have a registered foreign agent as a chief strategist officer and pretend the other one doesn't exist. You know, so yeah. That's what I say.
It strikes me pretty similarly. I think him citing, I started the Charlie Kirk Show with Charlie back in 2019. You know, it's distributed on RAV, not Salem. You know, after his opening statement of the answer to your question is no, that strikes me as he's denying association with Salem pretty broadly. That's how it strikes me. And then we get to Andrew starting to walk it back deeper in the comments section, because Danks, there were people in there posting your work. I posted, you know, a link to your pinned tweet on Dankster Intel on X, and other people, you know, the Grok response comes up to Thomas Massie. The comments section is filled with receipts, Charlie Kirk Show, Salem. And then Andrew Klovitz starts to walk it back. So this is on Link 23, fellas. Here is Andrew's next comment to a guy named Barnes. Barnes, the show was with Salem Radio since 2020. Well, that's changed. You started the show in 2019 with Charlie. Previous comment, which you just said no, and now we're okay. We're admitting to something now that people brought the receipts. The show was with Salem Radio since 2020, but that ended in January. They do not distribute the show. They can still sell ads to the show, but it's no longer exclusive. Real America Voice is our distribution partner. Even if we were still distributed in Salem, they never told us what to say. Now, Danks, this certainly strikes me as a walk back. You know, it seemed like his first comment was just trying to, like, let's shut down this conversation. Salem Media, no, we're done. And the receipts come. He's like, damn it. I guess we're not done. So Andrew is very much, it seems like he's very much relying on the word distributed by Salem, distribution by Salem. So if we're just focusing on that word, and then there's more to focus on than just that, is he wrong or is he right about distributed by Salem?
Well, because I'm not in networks specifically, like I have my own show, that's it. I don't know the inner workings of how all of this stuff works. Now, in to the best of what I've researched, he could be technically right, like on a narrow definition, but again, he's broadly wrong because of the here. I'll try to break it down best I can. So in radio broadcasting, distribution would be like the strictest industry sense, meaning that the syndication and delivery infrastructure, who pushes the show out to affiliate stations, who handles the satellite feed or digital links or uplinks, who manages the affiliate clearance contracts, who books the slots on each market's local radio station. That's a specific role, a syndicator. If COVID is saying that the Salem Radio Network was a syndicator from 2020 through January of 2026, and then they switched to Real America's Voice as a syndicate, that's a real change. Rav becomes the syndicate partner and Salem stops handling the syndication pieces, right? So on that narrow definition, he probably is technically correct. I believe him, you know, but the part that he's playing word games with is that modern media distribution, to my knowledge, is not just syndication. It's a stack of relationships that all move the show in front of audiences.
Yeah.
And at a minimum, it's got syndication, which is the affiliate radio network delivery methodology, podcast distribution, ad inventory and ad sales, cross promotion and on-air guest swaps, content licensing and clip rights, digital platform infrastructure and architecture. Even if Rav is the named syndicator, Rav operates on Rumble, the same Rumble infrastructure that hosts the Farafiled Allies for Peace channel. Different brands, same platform layer. So he's hiding behind the narrow industry definition of a syndication and pretending that the whole word distribution is that, but it isn't. He admitted himself in the tweet when he said Salem can still sell the ads.
Yeah.
So he's wrong on the implication of the tweet saying we cut ties with Salem, therefore fair question doesn't apply to us. And I also think it's very interesting that he walks into the, the Israel situation. You know what I mean? It's like, it's telling, you know, if that sentence to make any of this about Israel is not only wrong, it's telling.
Yeah.
Brother, that is the exact playbook the entire Salem ecosystem ran against Tucker Carlson for 14 months.
And
anybody here, asking a legit.
Yeah, here in the wake of Thomas Massie's primary loss, that was run in this playbook too. Oh, you're just saying he lost because of Israel. To make this about Israel is completely because Thomas Massie betrayed Trump. So yes, it is out of the same PSYOP playbook. It's a consistent narrative and it's part of the censorship complex of shutting down conversation. You're just making this about Israel. It's essentially smearing the truth, ridiculing the truth through tonality and implication rather than based on substance. And also wanting to have a open mind, and I don't know the answer to this, as Andrew Colvett is harping on the technicality of the word distributed. We're not distributed by Salem. We're still on their website. They can still sell ads to our show. So he's essentially saying, yeah, we're associated with Salem, but they don't distribute us. My question is, yes, that's what he's playing word games with, but if they're distributed by Salem, does that even matter? When we go back to, you know, Salem, Clock Tower X, Brad Parscale, the FARA filings with integrating messages, pro-Israel messages into those properties. Have you seen a technicality in those contracts, the filings that say only Salem properties that they distribute have to integrate the pro-Israel messaging? Like, have you seen that technicality, or is Andrew Colvett just sort of doing a misdirection?
Well, to answer your question about does it matter? No, it doesn't matter, because the distribution question is the rabbit hole that Colvett wants you to chase, wants right. us all to chase. It is a misdirection, right? The actual FARA question doesn't care, like from Thomas Massey or to Grok or whatever. It doesn't care which network syndicates the show. The actual FARA question is about something different. It's about pro-Israel messaging being distributed into this network, Salem Media, and Align Properties. That is the integration target. All right. The contract names in FARA, Salem Media Network Properties and Aligned. Okay. That's a transaction between Israel, Havas Media, and Parscales LLC Clock Tower. Yeah. Salem is the destination of the messaging, not the syndicator of any particular single show per the filing. It doesn't matter whether the Charlie Kirk Show is distributed by Salem or by Rav or by anybody else or by you or me. What matters is that Parscale runs strategy at Salem. He's a chief strategy officer there. That's been since January of 2025, by the way. Parscales LLC takes Israeli money to integrate messaging into Salem. Millions of dollars, FARA filed, receipts are there. The Charlie Kirk Show was on Salem, and to my knowledge, still is in various ways. So the structural exposure is there. Whether the show is on Salem today is really irrelevant to whether the show's audience was exposed to a Salem editorial environment shaped by a foreign agent.
Yeah, it kind of strikes me like, let's just say I stole a lady's purse and I come back at you like, I was not wearing purple shoes stealing her purse. It's like, well, wait a minute. I can see your shoes are red, but that's not what I'm like. You stole her. I was not wearing purple shoes stealing anybody's purse. It's like, yeah, maybe not, but the purse that was stolen, quit misdirecting this about the color of your shoes technicality that has nothing to do with anything of relevance. Anyway, Danks, I think,
I like the analogy.
Thank you. It's a low IQ analogy, but that's how I roll, brother. Hey, with this huge subject we've been talking about, before I let you go, and of course, we'll tell people where to find you once again. Anything else pertinent to this subject that you just need to blurt out?
I mean, it's not just Salem Media or podcasting. Brad Parscale's LLC and variety of other LLCs, they're working together as one big coalition. Money's coming from Israel, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Show Faith by Works, Bridges Partners, the 7K Club, geofencing churches all across the West, Southwest, all across the country. On my website, you can go to AmericansForTransparency.org and go to geofencing, and you can see if your church is listed as a mega church being targeted on behalf of the same aligned pro messaging. They are literally creating websites to feed propaganda. If you scroll down on that page there that you're on, all the way down, down, down a little bit more, right there on the left, there's Was Your Church Targeted? You can scroll down a little bit there. And then on that page, check if your church was geofenced right there. You can click that. There's over 500 churches these are just the FARA filed ones. And you could literally type it in, or you could scroll all the way down. There's 2.5 million people being targeted by the same people, the same campaigns, day in and day out. If you go into that church with a phone or a vehicle with a Wi-Fi, GPS, or Bluetooth, they are finding a way to manipulate the information inside of your phone, your ads. They're targeting your ChatGPTs, your Claudes. There's something called generative engine optimization. Instead of getting ranked on Google, they're ranking these propaganda websites to be distributed into ChatGPT based on the way the websites are built. And I've been researching how this is done as well and doing my best to combat it, but it's not easy. You've got dozens of websites spinning up fake news articles with real citation links. It's deep. Like that is a whole nother layer. So it starts visually and auditorily with podcasting, but then they surround you at your church through your phone, through your ads, through ChatGPT receiving information. I mean, your pastor might not even know that this is happening. He's in the pew, completely centric on the geo target of his church, and his ChatGPT, when he's looking at a, you know, Genesis, whatever, it's spinning it off of whatever they've basically put into his phone. Wow. You know, and this is documented. It's all documented. It's on the site. And so I encourage people to do their research, know what's going on around you, and ask questions and demand answers.
I love it, brother. Man, privacy is part of freedom. And how many of us say, yeah, I want to be a target? It's not a very empowering position to be in, but brother, you are empowering people with information about truth and reality that's happening really under the surface. You're doing digging and you're bringing it to the surface. And I know I kind of, you know, squeezed your arm on some of the things today and like, well, I want to know your opinion, but really what you're doing so much of is just saying, here's what you might not see. Now you see it, you can consider it. Draw your own conclusions, but you can't really draw your own conclusions if you're not seeing what's, you know, like the root system that's growing these external experiences in the world. So, man, I love it. You are empowering people with knowledge, with truth. And I so appreciate you taking the time to join us today, time out of your busy day of just being an awesome guy. Denks, tell people where they can find you, where they can support you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on YouTube, X, Instagram, Rumble, at Denkster Intel, DanksterIntel. I'm also the owner of ClubVatra.com. It's a creator engagement platform where you can, you know, have, if you're a creator, you can submit an application and you can join and have your audience come and be a part of your community. ClubVatra.com, ClubVatra. And then of course, AmericansForTransparency.org is my transparency for this country. And on that website, on Americans for Transparency, there's a lot of information. It's not just Salem Media. It's everything from the Canary Mission to TPUSA and stuff that I've looked at. And did you know, I didn't even know until I started researching that the WhatsApp founder has donated almost more, if the same, if not more, as Miriam Adelson. If you got WhatsApp, I'd be careful. You know what I mean? So lots of good stuff to check out. Club Voucher, we just launched. I'm really excited about it. So thanks for letting me share. Again, find me on YouTube, X, Rumble, IG, all that good stuff. Thanks to Intel. Thanks for having me, bro. It's brother, been a pleasure. It's great to see you.
Dude, such a pleasure. You are a gentleman and a scholar. And I know in a few months, you've got a new little one coming into the world. God's greatest gift, the greatest purpose of life is bringing children into this world and raising them and instilling great values into them. So I know you've been a parent, but you're going to multiply that. So wish you many blessings on that. Thank you for taking the time. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Anytime, brother. Have a good day. Thanks for having me.
You too, brother. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before we end the show, this just in, there's a war in Iran. And we are told there is an imminent peace deal. Hopefully that happens. Hopefully someone develops a flux capacitor and takes us back and like we don't even get into this war. Like Iran, probably not the best regime in the world. But, you know, Tulsi Gabbard reports like, yeah, all of our intel agencies say they don't have nuclear weapons. So we got to go in and get their nuclear weapons anyway. This rhymes with Iraq and WMDs. Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Tulsi Gabbard, she's at least friendlier than Dick Cheney. So we're at an interesting place. Nutshell, I want to show you something funny in a second. And Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize on this. But first, as I see it, I have seen nothing of substance that suggests a peace deal is more likely this time than the previous iterations we've had a peace deal. you know, the narrative came out, was it beginning of the weekend, end of last week? Hey, peace deal. This is exciting. A little ceasefire going on. Israel breaks that within about 12 minutes, bombs southern Lebanon. The U.S. military does some defensive strikes. It's like, this is some weird looking peace. It's almost like it is may not happen. And our friends Israel, in the Israeli government, head minister of national security has said, we can't allow this agreement to happen. Makes me skeptical that this agreement's going to happen. But this is fun. I want to pull up link 31. This is conservative commentator Jack Posobiec talking about if Trump gets the peace deal done, he should win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Front was always front and center. And if this president is able to get this deal signed and get this across the board in 60 days, this is the Nobel Peace Prize 2026 material. We've never seen a greater foreign policy deal
in
our lifetimes.
This is the Nobel Peace Prize 2026. If Trump can end a war that he started, he should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Brilliant. Yes, please. I hope he ends it. I wish he didn't start it. I hope he ends it. And if he does, yes, give him the Nobel Peace Prize. Who gives a crap? Give it to him. It makes just as much sense as giving Bill Gates the Nobel Prize in Medicine for inventing a vaccine that treats a virus he also helped invent. Why not also give a Good Samaritan award for someone who rescues a hostage that they kidnapped? Let's give Jack Posobiec the Nobel Prize in Journalism for this hot take. I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's concluding the show for today. This just in, there are questions about J.D. Vance's run in 2028. Will he be running? My best guess is it's maybe looking a little tainted by this administration. Hot take of the day. With that said, thank you for joining me. Please support the Alex Jones Show at the alexjonesstore.com. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for doing your own critical thinking.
BOGO Sups, buy one, get one free supplements right now, has been extended. The Memorial Day sale was just that popular. We wanted to give y'all another day to take advantage of the buy one, get one sale on T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture, as well as the Ultra Methylene Blue Tincture. T3 Trifecta Iodine Tincture is built to support thyroid health, hormone balance, metabolism, energy, and daily wellness. It's one of the life-changing products. You know, well, really a lot of, really all of our products are life-changing, but iodine and the methylene blue are the two that for years we've had people call in and say, I have no idea how I survived without this. It's changed my life. And the thing is that you might not even know what an effect a lack of iodine is having on your body. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to make medical claims here, but I do know from personal experience and you know, friends of mine start taking iodine and they're like, it's amazing. I sleep an hour less a night. Like, I just have more energy. I just need an hour less of sleep. Now, again, I don't know what the effect is going to be on you, but you aren't going to know until you try it. Maybe you're going around just thinking that, well, you're just getting older and the brain fog is setting in. It's just a matter of age and nothing you can do about it. Well, have you tried to do something about it? Have you tried to fight back against age and the poisons in our food and water? Because you're not going to know how effective and powerful this stuff is until you try it. You may very well realize that you're not supposed to be. You're not just supposed to be in pain all the time. You're not supposed to just have brain fog all the time. That's a problem that you can solve. And we help you solve it by going to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. to let them know who sent you. Join the VIP club, get massive discounts across the board. T3 trifecta iodine and ultra methylene blue tincture on sale right now for buy one, get one. Whatever you can do to support us, we absolutely appreciate it. And obviously, the easiest and freest way is to share the link, share the content, upload our stuff, download our stuff, do whatever you want with it. But the most helpful way is, of course, to go to thealexjonesstore.com and make a purchase. Help yourself and help us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.